I think there was a couple of things in the previous year. One being that the ticket prices were halved. That was a decision taken at the time. And that's as we look at the bigger picture, we'll have to decide where we pitch the pricing for the future. But also it was one of the only events on the island. And I know from, you know, with another hat on, having cancelled our own big event that I'd done with my Pride hat on, you know, actually people were desperately looking for somewhere they could go to. And it was a real opportunity. We hadn't seen the big shows. So, you know, it was really very much a one-off, I think. If there was a continuation, then I would be very worried, but that's certainly not something that's given me cause for concern at this point.
One issue that has been flagged as potentially something to be looked at for next year is the issue around queuing. What were the problems there?
This is all part of the conversation we're having at the minute, both with the feedback from the survey, but also talking to those people who exhibited there. We want to make sure that this works as best as it can. There's, you know, a question, are we almost outgrowing the site? Do we need to look at alternatives? But also recognising that the site's brilliant in terms of its location. You know, from a geographical perspective, it's perfect. You know, with this transport links in, we know people can get there. So it's a very delicate balance around that. But, you know, we want to make sure we get it right. And ideally, we don't want people to have to queue for long periods of time. But also, there's only so many exhibitors you can fit in a confined area. And with visitors' numbers being high, which is great and shows a confidence in Manx produce, that's a challenge that we're going to have to face.